Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, residents of Greens, St. George, shocked and scared following a shooting there that has left one man dead. Businesses confirm an increase in flu cases among staff, but report no significant disruption of their operations. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley calls on international lending agencies to extend their repayment timelines for small island developing states. A flood warning is in effect for Barbados. PAHO donates more than 1 million doses of cholera vaccines to Haiti. And a U.S. winter storm expected to bring heavy snowfall, powerful winds, tornadoes, and flooding. With the details, I am Krista J. Paul.
And the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC First Caribbean.
Residents of Greens, St. George, are shocked and scared following a shooting incident in the area, which has left one man dead. Police say about 1:15 this morning, a caller reported that a man was shot and personnel responded from Boarded Hall Station. On arrival, they learned that the victim was transported by private vehicle to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. They said medical personnel at the hospital pronounced the victim dead whilst undergoing emergency treatment. However, when Starcom Network News visited the area, some residents say they heard about 4 shots just after 1 a.m. and are scared following the shooting.
I get a green, they say, that's what we do, but you gotta be scared. You run to the front. Well, suppose I go to run for catch a bus. Well, how could they get this rear bullet too? Three shots. They're here. That's about 1 o'clock.
That's not about coming, man. That's the bullet from Edge Clifford, so. It's about after 1 o'clock, too. I need 3 or 4 shots out here. Come on, man. People here want to get up, man. Get up. So I feel that same all with this, man. But yeah, so that's how I'm going on.
I feel kind of disturbed because, you know, obviously they got young children and stuff that actually use this area to go to school and stuff like that. So I just feel kind of shocked that it actually in this area, which in this area is a very quiet area.
I was traveling to the country, I was like, oh, scared because I live on the main road and it's scary.
The residents again stressed the need to find solutions to deal with the increase in gun violence.
You can't really put everything on the police or the government to do, you know, because it's so much and there's a lot of guns out there. So I would just say, you know, you got to work together as a team.
I used to hear gunshots, especially like between like 1 and 4 o'clock in the morning. You always hear gunshots. You hear them at random. Well, I don't know what they can do with the guns because the more they seem to stop vehicles and check and seize or people hand in, the more seems to be on the streets. They got to find a way to get into the island. That's the only way to control them.
We got to get more police presence, more police.
Residents of Greens, St. George. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry has assured a contingency plan is in place for businesses affected by a shortage of staff due to a flu upsurge. President of the BCCI, Anthony Branca, told Starcom Network News their operations are not currently being affected by the flu cases.
We have received reports of a slight increase in the number of persons absent from work. But at this stage, it is not alarming as we are coping quite well. And so far, we have really not had any major disruptions. So we anticipate that all should be well going right through to Christmas Day. If we do see an upsurge in absenteeism, regardless of the cause, we do have a number of students who are available and temporary persons who are available so that we can call upon them on a moment's notice. And these will be obviously areas where no specialization is needed. But we do have resources that we can call upon.
He noted that at this stage, the responsibility is on businesses with regards to safety measures.
This is something that we've left totally up to the individual entity. They will determine based upon their particular circumstances how they will operate with regard to sanitization stations or any other policies that they want to put in place. So that is left totally up to the organization.
President of the BCCI, Anthony Branca. The public is advised that the QEH is currently investigating a cybersecurity incident on its internet network. A number of areas appear to have been affected. There will be disruptions and delays in services, the duration of which is unknown at this time. The hospital's IT department, in conjunction with MIST and cybersecurity experts, are currently working on the situation. Please note the ambulance service continues to function as normal. The blood collecting center continues to welcome blood donations. And for further information, please contact the patient liaison service help desk at 536-4800. You're listening to the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest.
And the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is calling on international lending agencies to follow the International Monetary Fund and extend payment terms for small island developing states. She was speaking earlier today during an IMF panel discussion on the Resilience and Sustainability Trust.
And the IMF has done its part. We now need the other institutions to extend their timelines for development capital. Look, we cannot pursue education, health, all of the other SDGs, and deal with climate all at the same time while managing all of the polycrisis issues that the world is facing unless we have some elbow room. We need elbow room fiscally, we need elbow room in terms of trade policy, we need elbow room in terms of other policy considerations. If we can get that, then we can put our countries on a sustainable path. And remember, if we don't carry along our people at the same time, you have social implosion.
Ms. Motley warns that the fallout from severe financial pressure could create major social difficulties in a country.
We can bring back down debt anytime. Barbados has restructured its debt 4 years ago, 3 years ago, just before COVID came. If we didn't do that, God knows where we would be today. Secondly, having said we can restructure debt anytime, I can't bring back a country after social implosion in under a generation. So that we need to understand that if ever there was a time for us to revisit debt sustainability metrics, it is now.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Meteorological Services has issued a flood warning for Barbados. Meteorologist Andrew Daniel says the flood warning is valid until 6 p.m.
Unstable conditions currently affecting Barbados are expected to generate maximum rainfall accumulations of 25 to 50 millimeters and moderate to heavy showers across some sections of the island throughout the day. Residents and visitors should note that the following impacts are imminent during this forecast period. Significant runoff from higher elevations. Significant soil erosion is likely on exposed or scarred land surfaces. Large water settlements on road and fields. Significant adjustments to water levels of existing water bodies, ponds, etc. Significant delays on traffic routes, with some roads possibly impassable. Large objects or debris from higher elevations may also become embedded within fast-moving water flows, and significant flooding at the foot of hillsides and coastal roads is possible.
Meteorologist Andrew Daniel. The Pan American Health Organization says it has provided 1.17 million doses of oral cholera vaccines to Haiti as cases continue to rise in that country. Haiti's vaccination campaign is set to start in the next days, initially targeting populations over the age of one. PAHO's director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, said PAHO has been working with Haiti since the resurgence of cholera and will continue to support the national authorities to quickly distribute vaccines, monitor cases, and provide life-saving care. PAHO said an additional batch of around 500,000 doses is expected to arrive in Haiti in the coming weeks. Haiti cholera has spread within Haiti in the past weeks, with reports of 1,220 confirmed cases and over 280 deaths, with over 14,100 suspected cases across the country. And finally, a coast-to-coast storm is bringing heavy snowfall, powerful winds, the threat of thunderstorms, and other extreme weather across the U.S. Residents are preparing for what officials say will be a life-threatening storm. Recapping the headlines. Residents of Green St. George shocked and scared following a shooting there that has left one man dead. Businesses confirm an increase in flu cases among staff, but report no significant disruption of their operations. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley calls on international lending agencies to extend their repayment deadlines for small island developing states. A flood warning is in effect for Barbados. PAHO donates more than 1 million doses of cholera vaccines to Haiti, and a U.S. winter storm expected to bring heavy snowfall landfall, powerful winds, tornadoes, and flooding. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network Inc., a member of the OCM Group. I am Krista J. Paul. Good afternoon.